Creating Rainbows by Catherine Britton, read by Ellie Johnson. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Genesis 9:8. On Friday night, I saw one of the most beautiful sights I will ever see. No, I wasn't hiking in the mountains or watching the sunset. I was in a very ordinary setting, actually, just driving home through downtown Richmond in rush hour traffic. The weather had developed schizophrenia, and my windshield wipers were flashing at full speed, even though the sun was shining. People were huddled under trees as they waited for their bus, and businessmen in suits were dashing towards their parking garages. The traffic report was not in my favor, and I resigned myself to a long drive home. That's when I saw it. One end of a rainbow touched the end of my street, seeming completely out of place with the city skyline and blaring horns. But the rainbow was there all the same. In fact, it grew brighter, until the colors were as distinct as they are in a child's coloring book. Then a second rainbow appeared over this first one, and as I got closer, I could see both ends of the rainbows. I kept snapping pictures on my cell phone, even though I knew that no camera in the world could really capture those colors. That dreary late afternoon commute changed into something that was, well, magical, or as Noah would have said, miraculous. That very ordinary day was transformed by the visible reminder of God's promise to Noah. The commentator Matthew Henry read the Genesis passage and wrote these words: "The rainbow is the reflection of the beams of the sun, which intimates that all the glory and significance of the seals of the covenant are derived from Christ, the Son of Righteousness. As God looks upon the bough that he may remember the covenant, so should we, that we also may be ever mindful of the covenant with faith and thankfulness." God displayed a visible reminder of his everyday grace on Friday for anyone who looked up, reminding me of the promise he made to extend a common grace to all living things. How often do I take that promise for granted? The truth is, I nearly yelled at a driver on the same drive home after I saw the rainbows, letting a momentary panic get in the way of meditating on an eternal promise. My perspective so often slips into the ordinary when God's daily grace is all around me. My prayer this week is that I will not lose focus, but instead, remember the rainbow. Everything else pales in comparison with the brilliance of his glory. Intersecting faith and life. Rainbows appear where the circumstances are just right, where there's rain and sun. Am I letting rainy day blues crowd out the sun like I did in responding to the driver who cut me off? Or am I letting the sun break through the ordinary clouds and circumstances? The glory of the Lord shines most brilliantly not when everything is right with the world, but when I live my daily life in remembrance of what he has done for me.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.